Esta es la lección 12 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Usted escuchará
Museum of Modern Art,
que significa Museo de Arte Moderno. Es un museo en la ciudad de Nueva York.
Tomás, have you been to the Museum of Modern Art?
No, not yet. Unfortunately, I don't have much time.
You really should see it. You're leaving for Mexico soon, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I'm leaving next week.
Then why don't we go to the museum on Saturday? Maybe we can have dinner together, too.
I'd like to. That's a good idea.
Listen again.
Tomás, have you been to the Museum of Modern Art?
No, not yet. Unfortunately, I don't have much time.
You really should see it. You're leaving for Mexico soon, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I'm leaving next week.
Then why don't we go to the museum on Saturday? Maybe we can have dinner together, too.
I'd like to. That's a good idea.
You're visiting an American friend in her apartment. Ask,
¿cuánto tiempo hace que vive aquí?
How long have you lived here?
Solamente un mes. Use el número.
Only 1 month?
She answers,
así es.
That's right. That's right.
El apartamento no es muy grande.
The apartment isn't very big.
Pero hay un bello jardín atrás.
But there's a nice yard in the back. A nice yard.
Y puedo estacionarme enfrente.
And I can park in front.
Es un día muy bonito. ¿Cómo sugiere usted? Vamos a caminar.
Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk.
Your friend says,
de acuerdo. Hay un bello parque.
Okay, there's a nice park. There's a nice park.
No lejos de aquí.
Not far from here.
Podemos ir a caminar en el parque.
We can go for a walk in the park.
Try to say,
y después de eso,
and after that, after, after that,
¿por qué no vamos al museo?
Why don't we go to the museum? Museum.
Podemos ir a caminar en el parque.
We can go for a walk in the park.
Y después de eso, podemos ir al museo.
And after that, we can go to the museum.
Pero primero, me gustaría mostrarle este libro.
But first, I'd like to show you this book.
Compré un libro acerca de México.
I bought a book about Mexico. A book about Mexico.
Es muy interesante.
It's very interesting.
Pregunte con sorpresa. ¿Usted compró un libro acerca de México?
You bought a book about Mexico?
She says,
así es.
That's right.
Now ask how late the museum is open.
How late is the museum open?
Los viernes.
On Fridays. On Fridays.
Está abierto hasta las 9.
It's open until 9 o'clock.
Say.
Entonces tenemos mucho tiempo.
Then we have a lot of time.
Vayamos al parque.
Let's go to the park.
Y al museo.
And to the museum.
Y después de eso.
And after that.
Podemos cenar juntos.
We can have dinner together.
Your friend says,
Bueno, si me deja pagar.
Listen.
All right, if you let me pay. If you let me pay.
Now, listen and repeat.
If you let me pay. Pay. Let. Let. Let me. Let me. Let me pay. If you let me pay.
She says,
Podemos cenar juntos.
We can have dinner together.
Si me deja pagar.
If you let me pay. Let me pay. We can have dinner together if you let me pay.
Now it's another day. You're speaking with an acquaintance. Ask why the stores are closed today.
Why are the stores closed today?
Your acquaintance says,
Hoy es un día feriado.
Today is a holiday. Today is a holiday.
La mayoría de las tiendas.
Listen and repeat.
Most stores. Most. Most. Most stores.
Say.
La mayoría.
Most. Most stores.
Try to say.
La mayoría de las tiendas están cerradas hoy.
Most stores are closed today. Most stores are closed today.
Y la mayoría de las oficinas también.
And most offices too. Most offices.
Now you're with a friend in New York. You'd like to go to the Museum of Modern Art.
Museo de Arte Moderno. Pregunte, ¿qué tan lejos queda?
How far is it? How far is it?
Ella dice que está justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
Listen.
It's just around the corner. It's just around the corner.
First the word.
Justo.
Listen and repeat.
Just. Just.
Say.
Justo.
Just.
Ahora, la palabra que significa a la vuelta.
Listen and repeat.
Around. Round. Around. Around. Just around. Just around.
Now,
esquina.
Listen and repeat again.
Corner. Corner. The corner. Around the corner. Around the corner.
Ahora, compóngalo todo junto y diga, está justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
It's just around the corner. The corner. Around the corner. It's just around the corner.
Ask.
A la vuelta de la esquina.
Around the corner. Around the corner.
Así es.
That's right.
Está justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
It's just around the corner.
Now listen.
But first, let's have something to eat. First, let's have something to eat.
Ella dijo, primero, comamos algo. En inglés, esta es una sugerencia cortés. Ahora, dígalo usted.
First, let's have something to eat. Let's have something to eat.
Say,
bueno, si me deja pagar.
All right, if you let me pay. If you let me pay.
Usted encuentra un restaurante con mesas al aire libre. Su amiga le pregunta, ¿le gustaría que nos sentáramos afuera? Primero, afuera.
Listen and repeat.
Outside. Side. Out. Outside. Outside.
Ahora, sentarse.
Listen and repeat again.
Sit. Sit. To sit. To sit outside.
Observe que en inglés se dice sentarse afuera en vez de comer afuera. Diga sentarse afuera.
To sit outside. Sit outside.
¿Le gustaría que nos sentáramos afuera?
Listen and repeat.
Would you like to sit outside? Would you like to sit outside?
Literalmente, ¿le gustaría sentarse afuera? Pregunte otra vez. ¿Le gustaría que nos sentáramos afuera?
Would you like to sit outside?
O adentro.
Listen and repeat.
Or inside. Inside. Inside.
¿Le gustaría que nos sentáramos adentro?
Would you like to sit inside?
Say that you'd rather sit outside.
I'd rather sit outside. I'd rather sit outside.
How do you say?
A la vuelta de la esquina.
Around the corner. Around the corner.
Ask.
Adentro o afuera.
Inside or outside?
Ella dice que en verano, la mayoría de la gente se sienta afuera. Primero diga, en verano.
In the summer. In the summer.
La mayoría de la gente.
Most people. Most people.
Say that in the summer most people sit outside.
In the summer, most people sit outside. People sit. Most people sit. In the summer, most people sit outside.
Ahora, usted está sentado a una mesa. Pregunte, ¿pedimos aquí?
Do we order here?
¿O pedimos adentro?
Or do we order inside?
The waiter arrives. Tell him,
me gustaría una taza de café.
I'd like a cup of coffee.
Y un pedazo de pastel.
And a piece of cake.
Your friend says,
me gustaría un helado de chocolate.
I'd like a dish of chocolate ice cream. A dish of chocolate ice cream.
No le gusta el pastel, puesto que está hablando en términos generales, él se omite. Pregunte, ¿no le gusta el pastel?
Don't you like cake? Don't you like cake?
¿Cómo dice enfáticamente que sí? ¿Le gusta el pastel?
Yes, I do like cake. Yes, I do like cake.
Pero hoy prefiero tomar helado.
But today I'd rather have ice cream. Today I'd rather have ice cream.
Now you have the check. Try to say,
déjeme pagar.
Let me pay. Let me pay.
Otro día, usted y una amiga se pasean por la ciudad y ustedes tienen hambre. Su amiga le dice, hay un buen restaurante.
There's a good restaurant.
Justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
Just around the corner. Just around the corner.
At the restaurant, she asks,
¿le gustaría que nos sentáramos adentro?
Would you like to sit inside?
¿O afuera?
Or outside?
Say that most people are outside.
Most people are outside. People are. Most people are. Most people are outside.
Say again.
La mayoría de la gente está afuera.
Most people are outside.
Try to say,
sentémonos afuera.
Let's sit outside. Let's sit outside.
Sentémonos a esa mesa.
At that table.
Let's sit at that table.
Sentémonos a esa mesa allá.
Let's sit at that table over there.
Now say,
tengo un libro acerca de Nueva York.
I have a book about New York.
Escuche y repita el nombre de un parque descrito en su libro.
Central Park. Park. Central. Central. Central Park.
Central Park es un parque muy grande en medio de la ciudad de Nueva York. Trate de preguntar, Central Park está cerca de aquí, ¿verdad?
Central Park is near here, isn't it? Near here.
Your friend answers.
Así es. Está justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
That's right. It's just around the corner.
Sugiera, ¿vamos a caminar?
Let's go for a walk.
In Central Park.
In Central Park. Let's go for a walk in Central Park.
Ella está de acuerdo. Ahora, pídale la cuenta al mesero.
The check, please.
Your friend says,
déjeme pagar nuestro almuerzo.
Let me pay for our lunch. Let me pay for our lunch.
No pude pagar ayer.
I couldn't pay yesterday. I couldn't pay yesterday.
Porque no pude encontrar mi tarjeta de crédito.
Because I couldn't find my credit card.
Siempre pago con tarjeta de crédito.
I always pay by credit card.
Now she asks the waiter,
¿aceptan American Express?
Do you accept American Express?
Now you're in Central Park.
Se encuentran con un vendedor ambulante y deciden comprar un helado. Diga, déjeme comprar el helado.
Let me buy the ice cream.
En Central Park hay muchas atracciones, entre ellas unas canchas de tenis. El Museo de Arte Metropolitano está cerca. Diga, debemos regresar mañana.
We should come back tomorrow. We should come back tomorrow.
E ir al museo.
And go to the museum.
Y después de eso.
And after that.
Podemos jugar tenis.
We can play tennis.
Listen.
I didn't know you play tennis. I didn't know you play tennis.
Diga enfáticamente, sí, yo juego tenis.
Yes, I do play tennis. Yes, I do.
Say that you often play on Saturday or Sunday.
I often play on Saturday or Sunday. On Saturday or Sunday.
Pero no pude jugar el fin de semana pasado.
But I couldn't play last weekend.
Porque llovió mucho.
Because it rained a lot.
Now you're having dinner together. Your friend says,
Fui a Washington la semana pasada.
I went to Washington last week.
Me quedé con una amiga mía.
I stayed with a friend of mine.
Su apartamento es bastante pequeño.
Her apartment is pretty small.
Pero hay un bello jardín atrás.
But there's a nice yard in the back.
Ella puede estacionarse enfrente.
She can park in front.
Say that you've never been to Washington.
I've never been to Washington.
She says,
Usted debe verla.
You should see it.
Try to say,
A la mayoría de la gente le gusta mucho.
Most people like it very much. Most people like it very much.
Tengo un libro acerca de Washington.
I have a book about Washington.
Usted lo puede leer.
You can read it. You can read it.
Si lo puedo encontrar.
If I can find it.
Ella ofrece ir por él ahora, usando
place.
Diga, mi casa está justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
My place is just around the corner. My place is just around the corner.
Ahora, ustedes han terminado su comida. Dígale a su amiga, déjeme pagar.
Let me pay. Let me pay for our dinner.
Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
I can pay by credit card.
Ask the waiter.
¿Aceptan MasterCard?
Do you accept MasterCard?
La aceptan. Usted paga y se van. Este es el final de la lección 12.